KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A group of KZN law enforcement graduates is demanding preferential placement when state security agencies are recruiting. The cohort comprises around 500 graduates in policing, forensics and cybersecurity, among other qualifications. They say the SAPS, Border Management Authority and the Departments of Transport and Correctional Services should put their names at the top of the list should any vacancies arise. The group's leader in KZN, Busisiwe Hlengwa, is arguing hiring them would even save the state money as they already understand the theory of these professions. She says they are planning to protest at the SAPS's provincial headquarters to make their voices heard, insisting all they want is to be able to serve their country.
We are needed there. We are needed. The government is not doing more about our qualifications. Our careers are not taken serious. There was a post in 2022 that wanted graduates. They didn't specify that they want law enforcement graduates. There are teachers that are SAPS. There are HR people or nurses graduates. Today, we were supposed to go to provincial office. We went to Metropolis to ask for permission. They said they are fully booked. We are still waiting for that.
The Umkhonto weSizwe party has called for an investigation into an ex-party official who's accused the organization of fraud. The former member has claimed the new political organization fraudulently obtained signatures to qualify for the upcoming elections. In a report submitted to the Western Cape Police last week, he alleged the MK took the names, ID numbers and phone numbers of job seekers from the database of the Cape Metro Council. Spokesperson for the party, Nhlamulo Ndlela, has denied the allegations.
He is no such leader in the party. And we now found out, because he wanted to be on our list, that he had a sketchy past. And by virtue of that, when we couldn't put him on our list, he then went rogue. But also what's concerning is, clearly, if he says that he was onboarding people fraudulently, then, you know, a case ought to be opened against him for fraud.
And Philips has settled a U.S. sleep machine case, or rather U.S. sleep machine cases, for $1.1 billion. The Dutch medical device maker says it's reached a deal in the lawsuits over its faulty DreamStation machines for sleep apnea. Earlier this year, it decided to halt new sales of the machines made by a subsidiary in the U.S. following a series of recalls. The company's share soared on news of the settlement. Durban high of 26 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 29. The top story, a group of KZN law enforcement graduates is demanding preferential placement when state security agencies are recruiting. You can find these and other local and international stories at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.